Dear friends and everybody who listens to the podcast, Shalom Aleichem. Today I wish to discuss with you a concern that grows within our hearts and minds of a lot of people, specifically Jewish people. A cloaked challenge to the faith and beliefs we hold dear among us in the spaces we have reserved for prayer and community. There are those of the messianic faith who attempt to spread their beliefs amongst our brethren, while we hold a profound respect for all spiritual paths and faiths. I'm here to assert the importance of maintaining the sanctity of our Jewish communal spaces and events. To our friends from the Messianic community, we implore you to pause, reflect, and understand. We understand your fervor and passion for your beliefs. Everyone cherishes the freedom to express and share spiritual truths. However, there is a time and place for everything. The synagogue, Jewish holidays, and gatherings are for the Jewish community to connect with our history, tradition, rituals, and most importantly, to celebrate and deepen our understanding of our Jewish faith. To come with an agenda to convert or evangelize disrupts the peaceful fabric of trust these environments are meant to foster. It is important to understand that Judaism and Messianic Judaism differ fundamentally in matters of faith and doctrine. We, the followers of traditional Judaism, have a distinct spiritual path, a different belief system, and it should not be assumed that we are in need of saving or discovering another Messiah. Infiltrating our community celebrations with an intention to convert changes the dynamics of our gatherings and creates discomfort amongst us. And I think that I can speak for a lot of others whenever I say this. It is integral for each faith community to respect the other's firm and legitimate beliefs. This respect should extend to not only appreciating the differences, but also acknowledging the validity of the other's spiritual path without the need to interfere, convert, or proclaim superiority. Moreover, you should know that our tradition is one of resilience. We have maintained our faith from our ancient forefathers down through the generations. We share our beliefs not to convert, but to enrich and educate. We invite everyone to learn from our traditions, absorb their meanings, values, and wisdom rather than use them as an opportunity to try and convert or, seek an opportunity to convert. And it seems like you're just using your cloaking Christianity with Jewishness in order to try and connect with us. But ultimately, you're just wanting to systematically convert us to eradicate Jewishness. Because whenever you start believing in Jesus, you're no longer Jewish. And if you convert all of the Jewish people, then and everybody, you want everybody to think the same as you. You want everybody to believe in the same thing as you. And that's not okay. But you should know that our tradition is definitely one of resilience. You know, we've maintained our faith from our ancient forefathers down through the generations. We share our beliefs, not to convert, but to enrich and educate. We invite everyone to learn from our traditions, absorb their meanings, values, and wisdom rather than to use them as an opportunity. I just wanted to read that again to you guys. Stop. To our beloved Jewish community, fear not, for our strength lies in our unity and our commitment to our faith, our culture, and the richness of our traditions. Our shared history has shown that we are a people who are never swayed from our path. To our brethren from other faiths, we invite you to join our celebrations as our guests, our friends, our partners in peace, but not as evangelists. Let us make an effort to coexist, understand, and respect, and take a stand against evangelism, and don't try and seek opportunities to convert. Because we do not need saving. But as the beautiful variations in the melody of faith and spirituality and humanity, we should all be able to coexist without having to force beliefs on one another. That's not okay. We need to stop doing that. Christians need to really stop doing that. The Messianic Judaism thing is, it's a joke. And it's honestly offensive. And it really is not okay. And it's not okay to go to synagogues trying to convert people. And that's been a problem in several places. It's been a problem. I've heard about it being a problem in Little Rock community. I've heard about it being a problem in the Fayetteville community. I know it's gotten so bad. The community in Hot Springs locks all of their doors on Shabbat, and they lock all of their doors because they don't know what kind of crazy people are going to come in, and so they have their community, it's kind of closed, and it's not not everybody's not so welcome because, you know, because of crazy people trying to convert people. And then all of those synagogues, the synagogue that got shot up in Memphis not long ago and stuff, it's just it's not, it hasn't been hasn't felt so safe and stuff there. I haven't that's how I've seen it. So, you can take that message and do what you want with it. That's the podcast. It's been a short episode, a good 10 minutes. So, I'm going to end it on that note. Everybody, have a good night. Happy 4th of July. I'll see you next week, or I'll talk to you next week. Okay, so there is more stuff that I want to talk about. So I'm going to carry on with this episode. And I hope that you can bear with me. And I hope that you have taken the time to think a little bit about that speech that I just had to tell you about. But this next thing that I'm going to tell you about is I'm going to tell you a little bit about my Jewishness, how I identify with being Jewish, and the sect of Judaism that I subscribe to. So my grandmother's family was Jewish, so my Jewish and that comes from my dad's side, so they were the Cohens, and I was able to do a little bit of research and quickly find out that they were the Cohens, and on my dad's side of the family were in fact Jewish, and they assimilated and at some point in time. I don't think that it was necessarily a choice that they made, that they wanted to assimilate, but it is something that I think happened for self-preservation, in a way, to like save their family line and stuff. But anyways, and that's super sad, but let me tell you about the sect of Judaism that I subscribe to. So I believe in humanistic Judaism, and humanistic Judaism is a movement within the Jewish community that combines Jewish culture and history with human-centered philosophy and values rather than theistic principles or religious laws. It was developed in the mid-20th century by Rabbi Sherwin Wine. Humanistic Jews believe in the human capacity to create a good, ethical life without relying on the supernatural or divine guidance. They celebrate Jewish holidays and rites of passage such as bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, focusing on the historical, cultural, and moral aspects of these observances rather than their traditional religious components, and which I think is okay. They also believe that all individuals in their community have the right to express their own personal viewpoint regarding their understanding of the world and their spiritual existence free from any doctrine. So, you know, you can be Jewish and believe in, like, you know, philosophy, other philosophies and stuff. But you can't be Christian. Like, you can't believe in Jesus and be Jewish. The moment you start believing in Jesus, that's when you kind of stop being Jewish. I think we can all agree on that. But they also believe that all individuals in their community have the right to express their own personal viewpoint regarding their understanding of, you know, the world and spiritual existence free from any doctrine. Humanistic Judaism values intellectual integrity, open-mindedness, and critical inquiry, ethical living, personal responsibility, and social justice are core elements of their worldview. Despite these differing beliefs, humanistic Jews still identify with and draw upon their Jewish identity, history, and culture. Nonetheless, it's important to remember that within the broader Jewish community, there are a variety of perspectives on humanistic Judaism, and these views can depend on one's personal religious observance and interpretation of Jewish law and tradition. So, that's what I believe, and I would say that I'm not an atheist. I'm more of, I guess, an agnostic. I think that there is some kind of higher power. I'm just not sure. I know that I cannot put, like, I can't say what it is. You know, so that's my thing. And for a long time, it was hard for me to, like, look at religion and be able to have faith in something like that, like a God, because of all the bad things that he's allowed to happen in the world. But anyways. Anyways, that is my viewpoint. But I do believe that it's important to carry on Jewish traditions, bring back the Jewishness to my family tree, and carry on with those traditions and, you know, pass them down to my kids. And that is, that's Judaism to me. And yeah, but I mean, and yes, I think that, you know, there could be something spiritual there, but, I mainly believe in, keeping the culture alive and, not letting people, say that we can't be Jewish. Never again will there be another Holocaust or anything like that. So yeah, which leads to another thing. With that being said, I also do believe in the state of Israel having a right to exist, and I mean, it's the thing, it's just, I just do. I firmly believe in the right of Israel to exist as a nation, acknowledging its significance as a homeland for the Jewish people, and its role as a sovereign state in the international community. This belief, however, it does not equate to wholesale agreement with all the political actions or decisions made by its leaders. Like any other nation, Israel has a political landscape with a diversity of views, and I find myself in agreement with some and disagreement with others. I look to approach these issues with consideration for the complexities and historical context, while always advocating for peace, justice, and mutual respect in the region. Remember, it's crucial in any discourse to ensure a respectful and balanced discussion, recognizing the historical complexities of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the perspectives of all parties involved and stuff. So, Anyways, and also, anyone who wants to message me, I think that you can still send messages to the podcast, on here. So, you know, you send me messages and I'll respond. And with that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit about, why modern day Israel was founded, was created, again and stuff, was refounded. It's the creation of modern day Israel has historical, religious, and political roots. Historical perspective: the Jewish people have considered the land of Israel as their ancestral homeland for nearly 4,000 years since the time of the biblical patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The first and second temples stood in Jerusalem as the center of Jewish worship. This connection remained even after the Roman expulsion of Jews from Jerusalem in 70 CE, during the long centuries of the diaspora. Religious perspective: the land of Israel holds deep religious significance in Judaism. Many commandments in the Torah and are associated with the land in Jewish liturgy and religious observance, have maintained a constant emphasis on the return to Israel. Political ethnic perspective: in the late 19th and 20th centuries, Jews faced growing anti-Semitism, violent programs, and social exclusion in Europe. In response, the Zionist movement emerged, calling for the establishment of a Jewish state, a national homeland for Jews in the land of Israel. This movement was founded by Theodor Herzl in 1897. But was based on previous Jewish attachment to the land. Post-Holocaust: the events of the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were murdered by the Nazi regime during World War II, added urgency to the call for a Jewish state. After the war, the global community, specifically the United Nations, recognized the need for a Jewish homeland. UN partition plan and establishment. The State of Israel was officially established on May 14, 1948, following the United Nations partition plan of 1947, which proposed the division of the British mandate of Palestine into separate Jewish and Arab states, with Jerusalem under international administration. In summary, modern-day Israel was created as a homeland for Jewish people to safeguard their right for self-determination and to offer a sanctuary from persecution. The precarious balance between political, religious, and historical factors still influence the debates surrounding its creation and existence today. But honestly, during the time whenever the UN did create it, agreed to create Israel, there was a lot of tension, and also the Jews that suffered the Nazi regime needed a place to go. Europe didn't want them there, and the United States wasn't taking any Jewish refugees, so, you know, they sent them back to where they came from, and now they're still mad. But anyways, that's it for the podcast for real this time. I'm actually going to end it. Everybody have a great 4th of July. Enjoy setting off your fireworks if you're doing that sort of thing. Whatever you're doing tonight, enjoy it. Have fun. Be safe. Try not to start any forest fires. I'm out. See you next week.